Being on the south side, Phil, we were supposed to have Marion and Independence tonight, but that was postponed very early in the day today. Independence did not get to school with the freezing fog, the icing conditions, whatever the case may be, whatever you want to call it. So we made Plan B go into effect here. So here we are, instead of being at Marion Independence, we're at Pleasant Valley Lindmar tonight. But yep. A good game nonetheless.
Yeah, it should be a good game, Scott, when you look at these two teams here. Both of them are one game under 500, and they're looking to take that step to even up their record here in the middle of January.
Lindmar coming in 4-5, a rarity that the Lions are under 500 at this point. The season hasn't happened in a long, long time. And Pleasant Valley coming in 5-6. The Spartans had a tough weekend Friday and Saturday of last weekend. They played Davenport Central, a very good Blue Devil team, and fell at home 56-54, and then took on Owatonna, Minnesota, up at Wisconsin Dells, I believe that was at. Led for most of the game, but dropped that one 59-57 at the very end. Meanwhile, the Lindmar Lions, they come in on a three-game losing streak, but to three pretty darn good teams, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, Iowa City West, and Dubuque Hempstead. So something's got to give in this battle of non-conference teams tonight.
It is, and when you look at it, Scott, when you look at how they like to play the game, it's two contrasting styles here, too, where you've got a Pleasant Valley team that's going to want to try and maybe be very deliberate on the offensive end. That's what they traditionally do, and they really like to make you grind defensively and play long possessions. And Lindmar likes to go if they can. They're going to try to be a little more freestyling on offense, and they give their players some freedom out there. And they like to shoot the three, and it'll be interesting to see whose preference prevails tonight.
Last time these two teams met, it was a pretty historic night. It was over in Bettendorf at Pleasant Valley High School back in 2013. We were there in, I believe, a sub-state semifinal, and Pleasant Valley knocked off Lindmar, and that stopped the Lions' long string of going to the boys' state basketball tournament. They have not met since then, but the way it sounds that they're going to get this game tonight. They're going to go next year, and they'd like to keep it going at least for a while anyway.
Well, it's a nice matchup between two programs that are good. They've been very solid over the years, and they've got a little bit of a history going, so why not keep games like that going? It's nice. Both teams need to find games, too, with the way the conference or the scheduling's going with some other conferences in the state. So it is a good series, and they've got it going. You know, they got both teams are pretty young, too, when you look at it. So it could shape itself out into a nice little rivalry.
Pleasant Valley 5-6, Lindmar 4-5, as you mentioned. And the other thing to talk about in this game is the fact that it could be one that is one of those seeding games. State might be looking at it to see what pod you're going to go to as far as your sub-state is concerned. And maybe you go to the same one. This could be one of those games to determine who's going to be a little higher seed than the other one when it comes to the end of February.
It is, because we're getting to that time of year where they're going to be looking to try and, you know, divide teams. The state will, when you get down into the end of January. You know, they're looking at your conference record, looking at your non-conference record, what you've done head-to-head against other schools. And, you know, Mississippi Valley, MAC conference heading, matchup here going head-to-head. Got another one down the road in Iowa City, too, with Iowa City West and Bettendorf. That's a big one, too, that's taking place. But, yeah, it is a big game. The fact that you can get to 500, psychologically, there's something to be said about that as well when you're in the middle of January here and you're trying to scratch and claw for every win you can get.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. And a big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Charles, from everybody at First Federal for helping us out. We do appreciate it. You can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And their low rates as low as 1.99% APR. This was a very interesting. It's an off night in the middle of the conference season, if you will, Phil. A lot of teams playing non-conference games. Other teams just taking the night off. Some were rescheduled for tonight and aren't going to get off the ground. Juana Luisa Xavier, for example, they have a rescheduled game tonight, but they had to postpone it again. Kennedy is playing Hempstead in a rescheduled game tonight. Very interesting one in the conference. One that will go a long way to determine the Valley Division title. That's going up in Dubuque tonight. You mentioned Iowa City West and Bettendorf. There could be some shuffling going on and gerrymandering for that one, too, because, you know, if Bettendorf pulls off the upset, you don't know what's going to exactly happen when it comes to the sub-states.
That's right, and, you know, who's going to be the number one seed in different pods and that sort of thing. Another interesting game that's going on, too, Scott, I believe Prairie is up at Dubuque Senior as a
that
remake.
That was scheduled, yes.
Or this was
I think it's still on.
Yes, yeah, so... that, I think, is pretty important for both of those teams, too, because you're right there. Where can they put you in some place where maybe you could be a number two seed? And if you lose this game, maybe that bumps you down and you don't get a preferential placement in one of those pods as well. So, yeah, a lot of critical games going on here tonight in the Mississippi Valley Conference.
Well, you mentioned that these two teams kind of polar opposites of one another. Not that Lindmar is putting up a ton of points this year, but they're going to want to run it a lot more than Pleasant Valley will. And talking with head coach Chris Robertson of the Lions a little bit earlier on, he mentioned the fact that he's worried about the slowdown that Pleasant Valley likes to play. Of course, they were second in the state in the All-MAC final a couple years ago back in 2015 to North Scott. They were led by Will Carius. His younger brother Caleb will be the first player off the bench. Not a deep Pleasant Valley team. It is a young team for the most part. They got some height, too. 6'5", 6'3", 6'2". They'll come up with another 6'3 player coming off the bench. And so we'll see if Lindmar can adjust to that a little bit with 6'5 and 6'4 in the middle. But I think tempo is going to go a long way to determine who's going to win this game tonight.
I do, too. And early, Scott, who gets out early? You had mentioned this earlier, Scott, when we were talking about before we went on the air, about the fact that you get down by 5 or 6 points to a team like Pleasant Valley and the style they play, it's almost like you're down by 10 or 12 to any other kind of team because they are so deliberate. They're going to make you work very, very hard. You're not going to get a lot of possessions and a lot of opportunities if they get their style of play going. And it works the opposite way against them, too. If Lindmar can get a lead like that, then can Pleasant Valley afford to be just as deliberate yet? When do they have to change their approach and try to go up and down a little bit more when they're playing catch-up?
Trey Hutchison leading Lindmar in scoring. It's just over 13 points per ball game for the sophomore. And for Pleasant Valley, Brian Damon leading the way at 15 points a game. Hunter Snyder also double figures at 12.5 points per game. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups in this one. Non-conference between PV and Lindmar. First of all, for the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Pleasant Valley Spartans out of the Mississippi Athletic Conference. They come in with a record of 5-6 on the season. For PV, they will go with this lineup. At one forward, it'll be number 23, Hunter Snyder. He is a 6'2 sophomore, second on the team in scoring at 12.4 points per ball game. He's the leading three-point shooter for the Spartans, at least as far as makes is concerned. He has made 12 on the season. Not a team that shoots a lot of threes for the year. Also to forward, it'll be Trayvon Montgomery, a 6'3 senior, number 24, 7.4 points per ball game. Second on the team with 3 rebounds a game as well. The center will be number 34, Brian Damon. He is a 6'5 junior. Leading scorer, leading rebounder, 15.1 points per ball game and about 7.5 boards per contest. The starting guards will be number 10, Carter Dua, 5'11 and a sophomore, 5.3 points per ball game. Second on the team with 11 made three-pointers on the year. And number 20, Alex Kitzman. He is a 6'1 senior at 4.3 points per ball game. Head coach for the Pleasant Valley Spartans, he's the veteran, Steve Hillman. Now the starting lineup for the Lindmar Lions on the Mississippi Valley Conference. 4-5 of the year for the Lions. They'll go with their usual starting five. It'll be Reese Phillips at 1-4, number 2, the 6'1 senior. Phillips averaging just under 5 points per ball game. Also at a forward, it'll be number 20, Trey Hutchison, 6'5 and a sophomore, leading scorer for Lindmar at 13.1 points per ball game, leading rebounder as well at about 7 boards per contest. Also up front at center, number 44, Nate Annis, 6'4", junior, 6.2 points and 3.5 boards per game. And the starting backcourt, it'll be number 15, Nolan Ruff, 6 feet even and a junior at 7.3 points per ball game. And Tyler Bobas, 6 feet even and a senior, also double figures at 10.3 points per ball game. The head coach for the Lindmar Lions, Chris Robertson, assisted by Jordan Prenti, and by Scott Nelson. Our officials are Jeff Hartle, Ken Welter, and Mark Heitkamp. Lindmar in the home white uniforms, black and red trim. The black numbers, black letters trimmed in red, and the double black striping down the side, and PV in the traveling black uniforms with the navy blue numbers trimmed in white with PV on the front. And kind of that new look short that we saw Xavier wear. Almost looks like old practice stuff, but it's game-worn jerseys now.
It is, and thank goodness they have the white lettering around the the white piping, I guess you would say, around the numbers out there, Scott. But otherwise, those numbers would be impossible to see with the navy blue and the dark.
Well, what are you looking at here? We'll keep you updated. The girls are in the second half. They actually started early over at Pleasant Valley tonight.
Now we're looking here, Scott Temple, we talked about a little bit earlier. The up-and-down game, Lindmar wants to get it going if they can. Maybe look for Lindmar to play a little bit more full-court defensive stuff than what we've seen them throughout the early part of this season. They've been a little bit more in the half-court. Maybe they extend a little bit to try and make Pleasant Valley play a little bit faster than they want. The start of the basketball game is very important. The start of the second half, I think, is going to be important, too, the start of each half, but early here. Both these teams coming off some losses in a tough stretch. They want to get a good start going where they get some confidence and some momentum going. You and I both know, Scott, if you knock down some shots early, everything else comes a little bit easier for you. The defensive end as well. It just psychologically, things play into it. So start of the ball game and the tempo, I think, is going to be important here.
Right now, the girls' game is 42-40. Pleasant Valley on top going toward the final portion of that contest. Let's go ahead and honor America with the playing of our national anthem by the Lindmar Pep Band here tonight at Lindmar High School. In the books, ready to go. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. Two traditionally strong Eastern Iowa 4A programs going at it here as it'll be Pleasant Valley taking on the Lindmar Lions. As not a bad crowd assembled here at the Lindmar Gym for a Tuesday night.
Big band over there, Scott.
That band is big.
It is. They go all the way up to the top. They fill that one whole section.
Phillips, Hutchison, Annis, Ruff, and Bovis for the Lions. And it'll be Dua, Kitzman, Damon, Montgomery, and Snyder coming out for Pleasant Valley. It'll be Trey Hutchison at 6'5 to tip it up against 6'5 Brian Damon as we are set to go. Here in this non-conference battle tonight. And the tip won by PV, and we're underway as the Spartans will go to the bucket to our right. Lindmar, their traditional man-to-man defense. Montgomery, far sideline. Up top as they work the perimeter. In fact, I believe that is Kitzman in there as one of the starters. Off the drive, high arching pull-up jumper, in and out, no good. Back tapped, and the Spartans will get another shot at it as it comes out to Kitzman.
Long rebound. Nobody chased it down for the Lions.
Duba out front. Damon on the drive all the way down the lane. Left-hand layup good. Oh, and the leading scorer on the board for Pleasant Valley.
And nice little running shot there going to his left.
So an offensive board and a putback, and it's 2-0 in favor of the Spartans. Line ball going to the bucket to our left. Ruff out front. Outside the arc to Tyler Bovis. Now to Ruff. Goes baseline, cut off by the double team. Back out front to Hutchison, off the clear out. On the drive, kick to the corner to Bovis, turns down to three. PV will play man-to-man and usually known as a very good defensive team.
They like to back it inside. They usually don't go out too far beyond that three-point line.
Hutchison circles in the lane, turns, puts up the shot, no good, off the back iron, and the rebound comes out to Pleasant Valley as Kitzman gets it. He'll be guarded by Hutchison. It's going to be Reese Phillips on Trayvon Montgomery. Duva with the standing right-hand dribble up top, works it to Montgomery. On the perimeter, outside the arc. PV with the 2-0 lead here, a minute and a half into it. Snyder pulls it outside, now between the circles to Duva. Out front, Damon on the drive to the free throw line. Kick outside, open three, up, too strong, no good. And the rebound comes out deep to Nolan Ruff.
A good chase down that time by Ruff. A long three leads to the long kick out.
Bovis off the clear out, goes between the legs with the dribble. Cross court, Ruff to Phillips, goes behind the back with it. Right back it comes to Phillips, fakes the three on the drive all the way in. Leaner, no, but he drew the foul. And came down a little gimpy on the ankle.
Walking it off, though, that's a good sign for the Lions. Getting to the free throw line, getting ready to shoot it.
Ryan Damon picks up the foul. That'll be the first on Pleasant Valley and the first on Damon. A couple free throws for Reese Phillips. And rattles the first one in. Lindmar, terrific free throw shooting team at 72%. And Phillips at 64%. And got them both. 2-2 game. PV with the basketball in front court. Kitzman over to Duva in the corner. Jump pass inside. Damon gets doubled. Turnaround shot on the way. Left it way short. Kitzman had the rebound and got tied up.
You wonder, did Hutchison or somebody get a piece of that? Because it was really short.
Somebody had to get a piece of that.
And the Lions wind up getting a defensive stop here. Nice defensive possession. Pleasant Valley going to show a little bit of, not much. They're just going to back off, back to the three-point line, still in their man-to-man.
Show a little pressure at the half-court line and then backed it off. Nolan Ruff up top, right point, gets it to Hutchison. Over to Bovis along the right sideline. As the Lions work the perimeter, Hutchison drops it inside to Annis, posting up, goes up strong and lays it up and in. Nice power move by Nate Annis.
It was. He got the defender on the high side. He showed the ball. He didn't go up right away. Made the defender commit. Nice use of a shot fake.
4-2 game. Dump off pass. Damon, he's posting up. He gets doubled. Kick out to Montgomery on the drive. In all the way. Hanks puts it up. Got fouled. And that's going to be on Nolan Ruff. Got him on the arm, on the shot attempt.
Yeah, going up into that shot. He was a little bit low, a little bit late getting there, and hit him across the elbow.
So Montgomery on the line for two. And gets the first one. PV 65% from the free throw line. About average. But Montgomery only a 48%er and gets two here.
He looked good on those two, though.
Yes, he did. Tied at two. Now we're tied at four. Lions cross the timeline in the front court. Ruff with the stop-and-go dribble. Cross court to Phillips looking inside. Instead up top to Bovis as they work the three-point arc. Ruff picked up out front by Snyder. Comes off the high ball screen, left of the lane, kick to the corner. Bovis, high arching three, back iron, no. Hutchison with the weak side board, kept it alive to himself. Turns, puts it up and in.
A nice athletic play on the backside for Hutchison, going up and getting that ball in some traffic, and then able to finish.
6-4 lead for the Lions. Kitzman over to Duva in the corner. Takes it out front to Montgomery. Now to Snyder, picked up by Bovis in the man-to-man. Starts a drive, takes him right, and double dribbled it. Don Bovis might have got a piece of it, but they're going to say, nope, just lost it coming to his right.
Yeah, Coach Hillman asking for an explanation right now for Pleasant Valley. He thought the same thing maybe, that it was tapped out, but the officials didn't see it that way.
Line basketball up by two. Nice high-low pass, but it's tipped out of bounds. And Pleasant Valley will go to the bench. Caleb Carius will come in, 6'3 junior, and Kitzman will check out. Carius, 3.1 points, but good rebounder. Three a game coming off the bench. Bovis picked up by Damon, way outside. Interesting matchup right there on the switch. Going baseline, Ruff got double, kicked it to the corner. Hutchison, three, no. Damon the rebound and was fouled from behind by Bovis.
Damon had it secured, and Volvis trying to make something happen out there, but got a piece of the arm as he reached around.
One of those calls 80 feet away from the bucket that kind of drive you crazy.
Better off just getting back on defense there. You didn't have a realistic chance of knocking it loose.
Over the halfway mark here in the first quarter, 6-4 in a low-scoring game. On the baseline drive, Snyder had it rejected by Vovis, who went up nicely defensively. Feet ahead, Vovis on the drive all the way in. A blocking foul going to be called. I think before the shot, we shall see.
Carter Due in there trying to take the charge. Close. That could have been one that I could have saw go either way on that call.
First on Duva, and the second team foul on PV. Inbound, Vovis gets to Ruff with 3:40 to play. Comes right off the high ball screen. Up top, pull up 17-footer, a high archer short, and a rebound out of there to Carius, who gets it for Pleasant Valley. 6-4, Damon on the baseline, drives in, goes up with a hook and scores. Little runner from the lane on the hook.
He's aggressive. He gets the ball. He's going to take the ball to the rim and put pressure on you defensively to try and stop him.
6-6 game. Third tie here in the first quarter. Hannes on the left block, posting up, backing his way in. Gets cut off, gets to Phillips now, over to Vovis, drives baseline. Again, dumps it inside to Hannes, forced up the shot, almost got it to crawl over the iron, but it came up short, and rebounded Damon. He'll bring it up on his own, weaves through traffic, kick out to Montgomery. Two-man game, back to Damon, posting up, turnaround shot, rimming, no. Rebound, back tap, out of bounds, it'll go to the Lions.
Hannes is going to have his work cut out for him in there, and he's going to get a well-deserved break right now. You have to work pretty hard to defend Damon in the interior.
Jack Gertson will come in, the 6'6 junior, off the Lion bench, averaging just a little bit over 3 points per ball game. 6'6 game, Lindmar looking for the lead, and a travel out front on Tyler Vovis.
Catching the ball out there. It's one of those unforced turnovers that you don't like to see.
And that's been a problem for the Lions. 91 assists to 126 turnovers this year for Lindmar.
And for the Lions, usually that's flipped. That's usually the other way, those numbers. And so it's a little bit different year for them.
First turnover of the ball game against Lindmar. Pleasant Valley basketball, Alex Kitzman plays catch with Duva out front. Trying to get it inside in a two-man game. Instead, fakes, drives in, hangs, gets cut off by the help defense. Over to Duva in the corner. Back to Montgomery. Had it knocked away by Hutchison for a moment. The PV picks it back up. Kitzman off the isolation. Right side, outside the arc. Takes it back up top. Dumps it Montgomery right wing. Fakes. Now goes up with a three. Way short. Chases down his own rebound. Kept it alive. And It's out of bounds to PV.
And he comes up limping.
And now they're going to change it over to Lindmar. And I think that was the right call.
A little bit perplexing there, but I tell you, Montgomery's limping down here a little bit. I don't know if he rolled an ankle, stubbed a toe, or what he did in that transaction.
Trayvon Montgomery, number 24, 6'3 senior. 6-6 game. Jump pass inside to Hutchison, and he was grabbed and fouled. I think they're going to get it on Montgomery.
Trailing that time defensively, a little bit late getting there, and then he reached, trying to make up for it.
Lindmar basketball, they'll inbound in front court. Lob pass right in the lane to Gertson, and now the Lions will set it up. Hutchison to Ruff, coming off the screen for three. Strong no, and the rebound to Damon.
Third rebound of the game for Damon.
Leading rebounder, one of the best at 4A at about eight and a half a game. Here's a pull-up deep three. Duva no good, and Hutchison high to get the board. Outlet pass up the right-hand boards with it, Ruff. Now Lindmar gets into the offense. Lions only gone to the bench once, same for Pleasant Valley. Nope, check that twice. Jacob Robertson has just come in from Lindmar, the coach's son. Phillips on the drive, kick to the corner, three on the way, strong, no good, and Hutchison on a push.
Yeah, he had two hands to the back out there, trying to get some position on the backside from Montgomery.
Pretty easy call there.
Yeah.
Right now, we're at a Pleasant Valley pace.
All right, 6-6. Lindmar going to bring a couple more kids in here. Break.
Minute to play here in the first quarter. Damon circles it out front, gets it to Duva. Left hand coming left, takes it far hash mark. Damon looking inside, fakes, drives on Gertson, cut off, kicks it right baseline, open jumper on the way, no good. Tapped underneath, and the layup on the putback good by Carius.
just being in the right spot at the right time, keeping the ball alive, even though they couldn't get it. They tipped it to their teammate.
8-6 in favor of Pleasant Valley. Ruff angling right off the high screen. Leaves it for Phillips. Stutter dribble. Takes it right. Free throw line going up. Lost it, and then out of bounds. It's going to stay with Lindmar.
Out of bounds underneath for the Lions.
Cole Martin, 5'11 junior, coming in, as well as Dylan Hand, the 6'3 senior. And coming in for Pleasant Valley will be Cooper Edwards, a 6'6 junior. Only averaging about a point a game so far this year. They're going to bring him in early. See if the Lions go for the last shot. Down 8-6. Martin turns in the corner. Comes off the screen. Kicks the right side. Robertson on the fake. On the drive and before the shot was grabbed and fouled.
We've got the clock down to 17 seconds now. Lindmar, if they don't get something off their set on the initial inbounds, look like they'd probably hold it and go for the final one.
Caleb Carius picks up the foul. Line inbound to Martin. Yo-yos and dribble, gets it to Robertson. Lions will go for one. 10 seconds. Probably want to get it in the hands of Hutchison. We'll see. Martin, stutter dribble. He'll pull up from 17 and buried it.
Nice looking shot coming off a ball screen. Nobody there to help.
Three-quarter court shot way off the mark at the end of the first quarter. And after one, it's Lindmar and Pleasant Valley tied at 8. Back with a second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball right here on KGYN.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here at the Lindmar Gym, Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn, as the girls' game is final, and number 11 PV beat number 13 Lindmar 45-40 tonight over there in the Quad Cities. And that's another one of those games that's going to go a long way to determine, that's going to hurt Lindmar as far as the regionals are concerned. Boys basketball here. Pleasant Valley with the basketball to start the second quarter. Free throw line turnaround won't go by Carius, and the rebound out of there to Lindmar. Cole Martin in there along with Gertson, Hand, Hutchison, and Robertson for Lindmar. Robertson picked up by Carius in the man-to-man to Hutchison. See if he goes one-on-one. Did. Got doubled though in the help and tied up nicely by Kitzman.
Now Kitzman giving some help coming to the basketball. Good play reaching in without committing the foul, not going over the top of the arms.
Lob pass in. We'll set the lineup for Pleasant Valley in a moment. Martin, who hits that jumper to end the quarter. Stop and go move. Starts to drive baseline. Cut off by Duva. Robertson out top. Hand will try it for three and connects.
And he can shoot from out there straight on. About 2 feet behind the three-point line that time. Nice ball movement by Lindmar to get that look.
Hand came into tonight's game 3 of 17, but he can hit that shot at the top.
The other one that's out there right now that's a shooter is Robertson, too. You got to pay attention to him. He's shooting about 40% beyond the arc.
Cole Martin's not too bad as well. Pleasant Valley ball down by 3.
Lions in the 2-3 zone.
Don't see that too often from Lindmar. A
little change coming out of the quarter break.
Duva over to Kitzman. On the left sideline, cross-court pass to Montgomery. On a bounce down low. Here's the give-and-go inside to Carius. Fumbled it for a moment. Picked up by Robertson.
They had a good look. Sliding down the lane, they would have been wide open if he could have handled the pass.
Lions with the three-point lead, looking for more. Hand left of the circle. Cross-court Hutchison on the drive. Cut off by Montgomery. Good defense right there. Looking for help. Gets it to Gertson. Posting up inside. Right-hand turnaround hook won't go. Weak side board out of there to Carius. as PV down three with the basketball. 2 minutes into the second quarter. And we're going to get a Pleasant Valley timeout here. Going to be a 30-second timeout. They're going to get some subs in here. Damon is going to come in. And Snyder, the top two scorers for the Spartans, going to get back into the ball game here, Phil.
And I think he's going to talk maybe a little bit about what he wants to do against the zone. Don't be surprised, though, if Coach Robertson for Linmar doesn't change coming out of the break here.
I was just going to say.
You know, you make them spend a little bit of time talking about getting organized.
Hempstead boys leading Kennedy 7-6 after the first quarter. That is up in Dubuque, I do believe. West and Bettendorf will keep you updated on that game. It's early on, and it is West with a 5-4 lead. A lot of MVC MAC games tonight. Jeff's playing Davenport Central, I know, tonight as well.
A big night for them, too. You know, those two teams. Davenport Central's a good team. Jefferson, you know, we've seen them in action a couple times. They're pretty salty themselves.
Inbound pass, Montgomery, with 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Guarded by Dylan Hand. Cross-court pass, high one-handed catch by Dubo over there with Cole Martin on him. And you're right, Linmar's abandoned the zone and gone back to the man. Montgomery, two-man game inside of Damon. Follow-away shot off the glass, won't go. Rebound back up. That's too strong, no. And out of bounds, it'll be Linmar ball.
And they got the ball inside. Linmar's doubling up on Damon, trying to give help coming across. But you leave the backside open when that happens, and Pleasant Valley had the offensive rebound. He just couldn't finish.
Yeah, Cooper Edwards had it. High-low pass goes out of bounds. Dirtson tried to get it to Robertson. And Linmar turns it over for the second time. Duba in there along with Damon, Montgomery, Edwards, and Snyder. Pleasant Valley basketball. They dump it up high, left point. Now back to Montgomery. Dylan Hand will pick him up defensively in the man-to-man. Duba to the corner to Damon. Looking inside. Trying to get it to Snyder, posting up. Damon goes crossover, starts to drive. Good defense by Gertson. Up top to Montgomery. They go cross court to corner now to Snyder. This is Pleasant Valley basketball right here.
Yeah, it is. They're going to try and pound it in the post if they can.
Gertson and Damon really going at it right now. Damon at the left free throw line on the drive. Pull up, turnaround, 10-footer, short. Rebound, volleyballed around, and Pleasant Valley gets it again. Now a trap along the sideline. It's stepping out of bounds while pivoting with Snyder.
Trying to clear the double team out there, but a good trap by Linmar without committing the foul.
Phillips back in there for Linmar. Martin will stay in there as well. 4:35 to play. Hook pass out front. Robertson right of the circle outside the arc over to Martin. Gets it to Hand coming off the screen. Three-pointer good from the left wing for Dylan Hand, who's got a couple of trades.
Tickles the twine, nothing but net that time.
14-8. Linmar on a little modest 6-0 run, but as we mentioned, a six-point lead as Montgomery gets called for the charge.
And it was Hand who was the defender that time and got in front and had good position. Pushing off, Scott, when they get in the lane area with that off arm to create space.
Montgomery will come out as Pleasant Valley will go back to the bench. Kitzman back in there. Edwards will stay in there as well. So four starters in there for Steve Hillman. And over in the corner, Robinson turns. Picked up by Kitzman. Now circles in the lane. Double team. Puts up the follow-away arch. High archer, no good. And over the back, going to be called on Pleasant Valley on Edwards.
Yeah, looked like a pretty good call to me. Gertson had the inside position.
Team foul number six.
Coach Hillman doesn't like it.
Lions will inbound. Hand over to Martin. They play catch outside the arc right side. Phillips looking inside, trying to get it to Gertson, coming off the screen. Pop-up jumper off the back iron, no good. And a rebound to Pleasant Valley, but falling down was Edwards.
I said he's on out of bounds. They had three calls they could have made there, Scott. They could have called a foul, they could have called travel, or they could have called out of bounds, and they called the latter.
Bovis back in for Linmar. Lions looking to get it in. They will get it to Tyler Bovis. Second leading score. Circling right hand. Pop-up turnaround jumper. That's no good. And the rebound out of there to Damon. who comes away with another rebound.
Yeah, they're going to try and post him up and see if they get him the ball in the box.
Anna's going to get ready to come back in for the Lions. Screen, driving right with it, Snyder. Pull up 10-footer, short, each team cold, and Edwards fouled on the putback. Offensive boards keeping Pleasant Valley close, and the foul on Dylan Hand will send Edwards to the free throw stripe.
And they've done it in a variety of ways, Scott. They've done it on their interior post players going up and getting it, and their guards running down long rebounds. Pleasant Valley's pretty scrappy. They got a nose for the basketball.
Annis in, Hutchison in, and Ruff will come in. First free throws of the year for Cooper Edwards. And he missed the first one. 3:18 to play in a low-scoring first half. Second one, Edwards up, good, rattled it home. And Pleasant Valley has their first point of quarter number two. It's 14-9, Lindmar. Ruff in front court. They work it left side to Hutchison. Damon on him now. Interesting matchup there. They work the triangle left. Back up top of the circle to Hutchison. Ruff in the right corner. Takes it up top. Cut off by Snyder. Inside to Anna's posting up. Step back high. Archer, no. And the rebound to PV.
Taking you back to old man league there.
I've seen his dad throw that shot up.
Almost went.
Pleasant Valley with the basketball. Kitzman over to Snyder. Takes the three on the drive. In all the way. Got stripped, but a foul called. And that's going to go against Lindmar.
Hutchison, they said, across the arm.
As he was second going on Trey.
He'll probably come out of the ball game, I would imagine, Scott, with 2:38 left.
Snyder to the line, looking for his first point. Came in averaging 12.4, and he swishes the first one. Only a sophomore. And now Lindmar is going to have to play without Trey Hutchison for the final 2:38.
Become a little bit smaller out there without him on the floor.
Second free throw, no good. Chased down in the far corner by Nolan Ruff. 14-10 in favor of the Lions. Off the clear out, Bovis goes crossover, leaves it out front to Robertson. Phillips outside the golden arc, guarded by Duba. With 2:20 to play. They can suck you into this tempo. Robertson fakes, drives, goes up with a right hand floater, rimming no. Weak side rebound, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Annis, and it will go to Pleasant Valley.
I'm trying to get a sub in real quick here before they get inbound.
Caleb Carius will come in, and Edwards wants a breather. to play. First half. Listening to high school basketball tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM Cedar Rapids. Double team up top. Snyder yo-yos and dribble top of the circle. Over to Damon off the clear out. Drives on Annis. Gets doubled. Cross-court pass, Duva for three. No good. Too strong. Rebound back tap. Loose on the center line. Picked back up by Pleasant Valley after a collision. Ahead to Snyder. High-arching three. No. Offensive rebound. Carius. He had a block, but a foul called on Bovis.
They are
relentless.
Relentless. And the other thing that they're pretty good at is creating some space offensively. Maybe it's with the shoulder. Maybe it's an off arm. But they got that little nudge, just enough to get the defender to back off.
Free throw, number one, up and good for Caleb Carius. 3 points off the bench. Dylan Hand back in, and Bovis will have to take a seat. Of course, Caleb's big brother, Will, had Northern Michigan Division II school, and he was an All-Stater a couple years ago for PV.
Very good basketball player he was.
One out of two from the free throw line. As Lindmar with the rebound. And PV, these rebounding numbers are not going to look pretty at halftime. Lions basketball, back door, and a shot rejected out of bounds. Off the rough shot, Snyder put it into the wall.
It looked like he had an easy look. They ran the play really well, but great recovery by Snyder.
Ruff looking to get it in, and finally bounces to Phillips. Minute 25 to play. Phillips spins left baseline, cut off. Back up top to Ruff. He'll take it free throw line, pass tipped, and now we're going to have a foul. They're going to get it on Robertson after the steal, trying to fend off the PV player.
going to be a one-on-one now for Pleasant Valley as well. It's going to be Damon going to the line.
Robertson's first. And Damon on the air. He gets there quite a bit. 76%. The free throw up, rimming and good.
This is where they're doing their damage right now. Not really scoring from the field. It's from the free throw line.
Haven't had a bucket in the second quarter. 14-12. Lead can be cut to one and swished right through on a high-arching free throw for Brian Damon, who's got six. 14-13, minute 15 to play here in the first half. Rough stutter dribble, top of the key, works it to Robertson. Trying to look inside, instead up top. Phillips on the dribble drive, offensive foul on Phillips.
He pushed off on Dua. Dua's guarding him out there that time. Use that offhand.
His first.
And won't be any free throws there. Scott, it'll just be an inbounds for Pleasant Valley.
Team foul number 8 on the Lions. The TV could take the lead here. As they're on a little bit of a run. Behind the screen, three-pointer up and good for Hunter Snyder, and he brought rain with that one.
He had all the time in the world to catch that and knock it down.
First Pleasant Valley lead since early on. We got to travel inside on Annis as he posted up.
Trying to give it to him when he wasn't ready to do anything with it. And I'll tell you, and, you know, it's what is. Lindmar was up 14-8 there and looked like they were playing pretty well, and then they just went ice cold.
40 seconds. Would not be surprised if Pleasant Valley goes for the last shot. Damon, top of the key. Works it right side to Snyder. Give and go back to Damon, posting up. High off the glass. No. Weak side rebound. Put back too strong off the board. And Lindmar with it. They got a 2-on-2. Robertson, pull up 12-footer in and out. And we got a foul on the rebound, I think, on Lindmar. On Phillips. And free throws on the other TV. As Brennan McGaffey will come into the Lindmar lineup. 6'1 senior. This might be McGaffey's type of game. Physical player.
Yeah.
Damon with the 1-1.
And Damon is just such an aggressive player, Scott. He's always in the right spot. He's a very good communicator out there. He's always talking to his teammates about where they need to be on the floor. I'd like to have a guy like that on your team.
Free throw number 2 is good. Got them both, and he's got 8. Max Slavens, 5'9", sophomore, into the Pleasant Valley lineup. Sophomore game tonight was won by Lindmar, 63-39. This is a big trip down for Lindmar. They need to get some momentum going here. Had a couple of buckets, and that's been it here in the second quarter. McGaffey bounced up high, almost threw it away, but Ruff retrieves it. 10 seconds. Ruff goes crossover, drives, kicks to McGaffey. Picks it up, back to Ruff, center circle. On the drive, takes the right free throw line. Step back, jumper right through at the horn for Nolan Ruff, and a big bucket for the Lions.
It was. They needed that. They had gone into a dry spell there. It's a little pick-me-up going into halftime.
We are at the break. Our score is Lindmar trailing Pleasant Valley 18-16. We'll take a 90-second timeout and come back, talk halftime with you right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
So our team just started using GoToMeeting to web conference, and it's been surprising. Well, guys, our company is growing fast. I'm thinking we should
expand overseas.
2 weeks later, it happened again.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should
look
at
moving into Asia.
But now our team connects a little too well.
It's great we're opening a new location in Osaka. Konnichiwa, Japan.
Whoa.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Welcome back here to the Linmar Gym. Low-scoring affair, and it's Pleasant Valley on top at halftime by a score of 18-16. Girls' game was over at Pleasant Valley, and number 11 PV beat number 13 Linmar tonight 45-40 in the girls' contest. Bill, this one we mentioned is going to be kind of a battle of wills. Who is going to have the tempo go their way? Pleasant Valley likes low-scoring games. And so far, that's what we have.
It is, and 16-18, this plays right into the wheelhouse of Pleasant Valley. They love this kind of a tempo. They will offensively make you work on the defensive end, get to the free throw line, make you commit fouls, and they get to the free throw line quite a bit there in the first half. And then you got to be good on your offensive end. You got to make sure you take good shots if you're Linmar. Take some quick shots and you don't convert, and all of a sudden now you're the one that's trying to play catch up, and you exert a lot of energy there.
A couple other scores to throw your way here after the first quarter. It's Davenport Central leading Jefferson 22-20. And trying to find a score here on the Kennedy Dubuque Hempstead game that is being played up in Dubuque. And right now at halftime, low-scoring game there. It's Hempstead on top of Kennedy, 18-17. Also into the first quarter, Dubuque Senior 22 and Prairie 12. I believe that's up at Dubuque as well, isn't it, Phil?
It is. And
It'll be a good test for Prairie.
Yeah, it will. We got down in Iowa City, we got Iowa City West leading 20-11 in the early second period over Bettendorf, and two top 10 teams going at it there.
Let's take a look at our halftime scoring here. For the Pleasant Valley Spartans, Brian Damon, their leading scorer, leading the way halfway to his average, or a little bit more than halfway. He's got 8 points at the break, averaging 15. Hunter Snyder with four, including PV's only three-pointer. 3 points for Caleb Carius. Trevon Montgomery with two, and Cooper Edwards with 1 point for the PV total of 18. For Linmar, Dylan Hand with two threes, and he is leading the way. Both of those coming in the second quarter, back-to-back. He's got six. And then two apiece for Phillips, Hutchison, Annis, Ruff, and Martin. And that's it for the Lions. Five turnovers for Linmar, four for Pleasant Valley. Two threes in the first half for Linmar, and one for the Spartans. Linmar, two out of two from the free throw line, but that is it so far. And Pleasant Valley has been there 12 times so far, and they are 9 out of 12. Pleasant Valley has only four field goals in the first half, Phil, but they've been to the free throw line 12 times to Linmar's two.
And I tell you, that's plays what's a Pleasant Valley strength, because they get there on the year. They've got there more than their opponents quite a bit coming into tonight's ball game as well.
Bench scoring is 8-4, that in favor of the Linmar Lions. Great to see Linmar's former athletic director, Scott Mamons, here in the house tonight, enjoying retirement, even though he's not really retired. He's got another gig, but it was good to talk to Scott earlier on tonight.
It was, and he's talking to the old coaches and players and all that sort of thing, and he looks like he's pretty relaxed over there.
Saw Stryker up there a little bit earlier, Doug Stryker, the Linmar wrestling coach, and yeah, good to catch up with Scott over there and doing a great job, and so is Dave Brown and Tanya Moe, who he handed the reins off to. Of course, Tanya was here as his associate AD for the last few years as well. We were supposed to bring you Marion and Independence tonight. That was postponed earlier in the day, and I believe that game was scheduled to be played on Thursday night, but I think they changed that as well, so I have no idea. Check out the Marion website. They'll have the information for you.
It is supposed to be Thursday night, the varsity game, I think. And
the boys game.
The boys. The girls are
Monday.
23rd, is that Monday?
Yes. That'll be next Monday.
Because this Thursday the girls are making up their South Tama game.
I tell you, some of these girls' teams are going to have some NBA schedules. The boys are getting that way, but the girls definitely are, because about 1 month from tonight, you're going to get into the 4A and 5A tournament trail. 1A and 2A will start second week of February.
Their time frame that they have is sneaking up on them, and you don't want to have any more of these snow days or ice or fog or whatever it is. You want to try and get these games in.
18-16 here at halftime as Linmar trails Pleasant Valley here. I know Chris Robertson at halftime is talking about rebounding. Has to be. And
when you look at the individuals or the overall, Pleasant Valley's only up plus four, 19-15. It seems like a whole lot more. Linmar's been the beneficiary of some dead ball rebounds. Otherwise, if you looked at the individual statistics, it's not good. We look at the individuals for Pleasant Valley. Caleb Carius and Brian Damon on the inside, each with four rebounds. Alex Gitzman with three. Two for Cooper Edwards, and one apiece for Carter Dua, as well as Hunter Snyder. Four dead ball rebounds for the Spartans. Eight offensive, 11 defensive, total of 19. You mentioned Carter Dua in there. His dad used to be the coach of Pleasant Valley down there, so it's good to see him out and about.
That is correct. Dallas Duke, what?
Dallas, yeah. He had won a lot of games down there for him. He was coaching when I was coaching over at Prairie, so got a little bit of history there. We talked a lot about basketball over the years. Trey Hutchison, we look at Linmar, what they've done offensively. Three players each leading the Lions with two rebounds. Trey Hutchison, Nolan Ruff, as well as Jacob Robertson. One rebound apiece for Nate Annis, as well as Dylan Hand. Jack Gertson contributing off the bench as well with one board. They have six dead ball rebounds for Linmar. Four offensive, 11 defense. Total of 15 for the Lions.
Linmar back out on the court. Pleasant Valley will be making their way coming out here in just a little bit. Next high school basketball will be on Friday night. It'll be girls MVC action. Cedar Rapids Prairie will entertain number 3 Iowa City West. And we'll have that one. Steve Dozier and I from the Prairie Gym. And then right back here next Saturday afternoon, Phil. A rarity now. What will be a rarity will be Linmar and Waukee in a girl-boy doubleheader. The CIML coming over here. It's, I believe, the 22nd game for Waukee. They kept this one to help Linmar out. And Waukee and Johnston, I believe, played a double overtime girls game tonight, won by Waukee. So they've got another very good girls and boys team over there in Central Iowa.
What should be a two really good games here on Saturday afternoon. Then I know Waukee's a big team. They got a lot of size on the boys' side.
Always
so
do.
That will be a matchup problem for the Lions.
As is this one. Damon inside has really had his way in there so far for Pleasant Valley. And for the Spartans, they give the indication they'll go with their starting five for the second half of Hunter Snyder, Trayvon Montgomery, Brian Damon, Carter Duba, and Alex Kissman. And we'll see who Linmar brings out. Lions had two fouls from Reese Phillips and especially two fouls from Trey Hutchison early on. And he had to take a seat for the last three and a half minutes of that half.
And good to get them through that half where you don't pick up your third foul. But you don't want to get an early third foul here in their early part of the second half.
A couple of halftime scores that are very interesting. Iowa City West 25, Bentonville 24, and how about Prairie? You think the threes got going in the second quarter?
Looked like it. What were they down 22-12?
They were down 10.
Now all of a sudden they're up four.
That would be a statement if Prairie can win. But a long way to go here. We're underway with the second half. PV ball off the arrow. Two-point lead. Kitzman as the Spartans go to the bucket to our left against the Linmar man-to-man. High-low look inside to Damon. Posting up, leaner good as he got underneath Annis on the left block and laid it in.
He took his time. He didn't force it. He just kind of worked his way in there. And, again, creating a little separation with that shoulder to get some space to get your shot off.
I guarantee you Chris Robertson has let the officials know. Here's the high-low for Linmar. Turn around. Poke shot good for Nate Annis inside. Basically the same play.
Nice little job by Annis in front of the rim to finish.
20-18. Linmar man-to-man. They played about one possession to zone in that first half. Duba circling left. Picks it up, left free throw line, hands it back to Montgomery, now to Damon up top. Sets the screen for Kitzman. Starter dribble coming right, goes one-on-one. Drives cut off, looking for some help. Duba back to Montgomery. not a big scorer, and he'll bring it back outside. That's what the Spartans will do to you. Duma looking back door. Snyder bounces inside. Damon goes up and scores again on the leaner on the right block this time.
The opposite side that time. Hard to defend. Lindmark's going to have to decide if they want to double or just play him straight up.
They were doubling earlier, and I think they're going to have to go back to that. He's just a load in there. 22-18, Pleasant Valley. Annis in the high post. Rooks to Bobas outside the arc, coming off the screen. Rough dribble drive. Lost it, though, off his leg, going in out of bounds.
Had a clear shot for a left-hand layup that time. If he just would have maintained control.
22-18, 90 seconds into quarter number three. Pleasant Valley basketball. Damon circling right, takes a free throw line. Scoop layup, good. Counting a foul. Coming off the ball screen and a chance at a three-point play.
And it's been all Damon here at the start of this third period for Pleasant Valley. He has been a problem for the Lindmark Lions. They've got to find an answer for him.
He is on a personal 7-2 run. Now make it 6-2 as a free throw in and out. As Lindmark down by six, biggest lead of the ball game for Pleasant Valley. Hutchison drops it inside. Annis posting up, backs his way in, spins, traveled with it.
And Damon does a nice job holding his position defensively, not giving up just a little bit of room. I think that surprised Annis, who was trying to feel his way back there, and he lost his footing.
Iowa women won tonight. They beat Rutgers 71-59. As Lisa Bluter beating Vivian Stringer tonight out in New Jersey. Damon off the clear out, going one-on-one, cut off by Annis. Back up top, ball deflected, but picked back up by Kitzman. They're just going to put Damon one-on-one and let him go to work. Backs his way in, goes up to the left-hand leaner, no, and Hutchison with the rebound. Why not? It's worked so far.
Well, he has been. He's been very effective clearing it out, and until they give a double, he might as well just keep going back to the well.
Hutchison doubled in the corner. Out top, Bovis goes crossover, spins left of the lane, got doubled, got it to Ruff. Pull-up jumper right through from 15 in the right baseline.
And Ruff made something good out of a play that looked like it go bad for Lindmark in a hurry there.
24-20. Duba looking inside. He'll circle it back out top, and Pleasant Valley will reset. Montgomery to Kitzman on the drive. He's cut off at the left baseline. Gets it back out now to Montgomery. Picked up by Hutchison. A little shake and bake dribble behind the back with it. Kitzman up top to Duba. They just will not take a bad shot.
And they're going to move the ball side to side. Test you with a little bit of dribble penetration.
Working it outside the golden arc now. Snyder turns on Tyler Vovis. Held it for about 35 seconds here so far. Now they'll go one-on-one. This time they trapped Damon and he traveled with it.
And he tried to spin back to the middle and a little bit of variation. Lindmark defensively that time surprised him.
And that's been Lindmark's best defense on Brian Damon is the sudden double coming from the weak side.
Yeah, they're going to give somebody, drop a guard down. See if he can, because he likes the spin, Damon does.
Gertson in the ball game. Annis will get a blow. Hutchison off the clear out. He'll go one-on-one. On the drive, hangs, puts it up. No good. Tries to get his own rebound, and it's out of bounds to Lindmark. Been a tough night for Trey.
It was, and he did all the hard work getting to the rim. He just couldn't finish.
Made a nice little move. Line ball right of the glass. They bounce it into Gertson, sets the screen, hand back to Ruff, rimming it good on the jumper, just inside the arc in the left corner.
Out of bounds set, they ran to perfection.
Lions back within two. The Pleasant Valley lead cut to 24-22. Snyder lays it for Montgomery. 4 minutes remaining here in the third as we're halfway home. Duba standing dribble to the left hand. Goes crossover, stutter dribble, starts to drive. Instead goes over in the right corner to Kitzman. Free throw line, Montgomery turns on Hutchison. They'll clear it out for him, fakes, puts up the high arching jumper and swished it.
Over the top of Hutchison, who was right there, this outstretched arm.
Tough shot for Trayvon Montgomery. 26-22, Pleasant Valley. Back by four. Bovis off the clear out. Starts to drive, doubled Phillips. Down low to Hutchison, posting up. Fakes and was fouled, going up by Damon.
I'm going to get two free throws out of it.
Second on Brian Damon. Nice pump fake there by Hutchison.
And gets the bigger defender to bite early.
First foul on the Spartans as Lindmar to the line with Trey Hutchison puts it up and good.
Very good free throw shooter, about 77% coming in tonight's ballgame.
He'll have one more, trying to cut the lead to two. Bends the knees, put it up, swish right through. As Caleb Carius will come in and Snyder will come out for Pleasant Valley. Have not seen any Lindmar pressure tonight.
No, and I thought maybe they might extend it just a little bit, just get them to play more of an up-tempo ball game, but they've been content to stay in the half court, match up man-to-man.
Montgomery between the circles. Leaves it for Duva. Over to Damon Gertsen coming out on him. Puts it on the floor, starts to go one-on-one. Cross-court pass almost stolen. Duva gets it. High-arching jumper good on the pull-up from 12.
The first points of the ball game, but he can score. Just been a little bit weak from the field this year so far.
5.3 game, and Montgomery called for the foul going over the back of Hutchison. His second.
That's two straight possessions. Lindmar's went to Hutchison on the block on the post up, and two times Pleasant Valley's had to foul to stop him. I think maybe you'd see a little bit more of that.
Got to get Trey going. 28-24, under three to play here in the third. Ruff coming off the screen, drives in and traveled with it. Tried to shovel the no-look pass underneath to Gertsen, but got caught on his hip.
Right idea, he just couldn't do it. Gertsen was open if he could have got it between them.
Eighth turnover in the ball game for the Lions. 28-24, Pleasant Valley up by four. As Schultz back into the game. They bounce it up high to Damon, drives in, turnaround shot, no good, and Hutchison the rebound. Almost got it off the cylinder, but didn't. Here comes Phillips on the run. Stop and go dribble on the drive. Inside, runner good. And we got a foul underneath right after the shot. Basket will count.
33, Gertsen.
That'll be his first, second foul. And really not going to change anything here. Just Gertsen picks up the foul.
Yeah, another team foul for the Lions. But I don't know. They said he had two hands. It was away from the basketball. He and Damon kind of bodying up a little bit as they come down.
28-26. Thought Lindmar was going to show zone, but they don't. Damon, hook pass, over it comes. Schultz, three won't go, or make it Snyder, and a foul on the weak side on PV on Carius.
Ruff had the box out. So Carius went over the top.
His second, third team foul. Steve Hillman getting the explanation. Don't think he bought it.
Nope. Lions content to walk it up.
Gertsen in the high post gets it rough. They'll clear it out for him. Up top to Robertson, who just checked in. Goes behind the back with it. Almost lost it. Under two to play here in the third. In a low-scoring affair. Hutchison pop up three. No good strong. And the rebound to Carius. That was for the lead for Lindmar. Pleasant Valley by two. Duva on the drive and a kick. Out to Kitzman. They work it left side and a pushing foul. They're going to get Hutchison on his third.
Well, I thought maybe they were going to get a moving screen there, Scott, but they said he must have grabbed as he came. A little bit of a screen coming through there. Maybe they said it wasn't enough of an action to cause that.
Hutchison's going to stay in there with three. They bounce it down low, posting up on the right block. And the turnaround shot good off the glass for Alex Kitzman.
And just a little flex cut along the baseline to free him up.
30-26, Pleasant Valley by four. Rough top of the circle. They work the weave up top, and now we're going to get a Lindmar timeout. A 30 here with a minute 20 to play in the third quarter. As Lindmar is going to talk it over. Time to get maybe a little set play here for the Lions.
Come out of here and... They had Hutchison on a post up again down there that they were going to look for. Had some success doing that. If he hasn't been able to get a shot off, he's been drawing fouls.
Hutchison's been quiet tonight with only four. Brian Damon has been the difference tonight. Leading scorer for Pleasant Valley with 14 in this 30-26 game.
Got some updates. Cedar Rapids Kennedy now up 30-27 on Hempstead with 1:57 left in the third period.
We'll see what Lindmar does here. Hutchison going to inbound over there at the far hash mark at the far side. Cole Martin checked in. Dylan Hand also coming in during that break for Linmar. Martin coming off the high ball screen right. Lays it for Hutchison on the dribble drive, and a foul going to be called, I think, before the shot.
Did they get Kitzman on the reach?
Yep.
Hutchison has such a big step.
Oh, they're going to say it was during the shot.
I thought it was on the ground. I thought that was going to be a baseline out of bounds, but
Hutchison free throw is good as Cooper Edwards will check back in, the 6'6 junior for Pleasant Valley. They're going to get Damon a little rest here.
Well deserved. Good third quarter for the young man.
Works hard.
Coach Nelson had that in his scouting report for the Lions. He said he's one of the hardest working post players they'll see all year.
30-28. Lions hanging around here, extending the man here a little bit. With Snyder picked up by Hutchison, who's playing with three fouls. Cross court, Duva lobs it to the high post, looking inside. Carries, puts it on the floor, drives, gets doubled. No look, bounce pass inside, shot blocked by Gertson. Loose underneath, out of bounds to Pleasant Valley.
Coach Hillman's begging and pleading for a foul call in there, but no luck.
Gertson out, and Lindmar's going to go small here. They're going to bring Vovis in. Inbound, carries, going one-on-one, backs his way in. Pivots, goes up with a shot, scores with a right-hand follow-in.
He knew he had a matchup that he liked on the block that time, and then he went right to it.
Five for Carius, 32-28, back to that four-point lead. Fake three, Robertson, dump-off pass inside, and before the shot, Hutchison fouled. That high-low again working for Linmar with Damon on the bench.
Instead of driving to the lane looking for the jump shot, Linmar is looking for that dump-off underneath. Caught Pleasant Valley flat-footed a couple times.
Martin inbound, looking, still looking, finally has a lob it in to Vovis. 30 seconds to play. Robertson flips it to Hutchison. Trey puts it on the floor, starts to drive in all the way. A couple of pump fakes, had it blocked from behind. Help defense there by Snyder, two-on-one the other way, all the way. Kitzman fouled by Martin.
Martin making a play on the basketball. About all he could do that time was trying to keep him from shooting the layup and make him shoot two free throws instead.
Kitzman, not a great free throw shooter, though, at 59%. And the first one in and out a couple times, no good.
Now, Linmar get the ball back here if they get a defensive rebound or an inbound. 16.8 seconds left here. Plenty of time to do what you want, but you do have to be aware of the clock, be cognizant of it.
Second free throw also no good, but an offensive board for PV.
Hunter Snyder chases that one.
He'll get the last shot here of quarter number three. Duva at the center circle. Comes line left off the ball screen. 4 seconds. Ball tipped away at the right point. Loose, and we're going to have a tied ball with 0.4 seconds. And this is where you don't want the possession.
And it's a Linmar ball.
It's going to go to Linmar.
So you lose it at the quarter because you're not really going to get anything out of this.
Maybe a last-second heave here.
Go right to Vovis on the sideline.
And up it comes. Hutchison did not get it off in time. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. We're through three. It's Pleasant Valley 32 and Linmar 28. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
We are back at Linmar as we get ready to start the fourth quarter, 32-28 Pleasant Valley. Spartans have gone between basically that whole third quarter, Phil, a 4 and a 2-point lead. And they'll have the basketball to start the fourth.
It's going to be another one of those nail-biters. Looks like it's going to come down to the final couple possessions the way these first quarters have gone.
And keep in mind, with this slow tempo that PB likes to run, you get down by 6 or so, it's almost like 12, like double digits.
As a team, Pleasant Valley shoots the free throws pretty well.
On the drive, Snyder all the way down the lane. Hanks puts it up, no, but drew the foul as he went one-on-one. Foul on Tyler Vobis will be his third personal. And a couple free throws for the sophomore, Hunter Snyder. This one up and no good. He'll have one more. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Second one also no good, and Hutchison clears the board. That's a couple big misses there.
Could have made his 6-point ball game. Instead, now Lions could cut it to 1 if they hit a 3.
Robertson over into the corner to Vobis. Circles right with a starter dribble. Stop and go move. Takes it right of the lane. Jump stop. No look. Bounce underneath to Gertsen, who fumbled for a moment. Gertsen in there along with Vobis. Martin. Vobis takes it inside. Finger roll in and out. No. Hutchison and Robertson also in there for Chris Robertson.
Right there. Hit about every part of the rim before it bounced out for Linmar.
Damon in there along with Kitzman. Duba. Snyder and Karius for Pleasant Valley. Damon out front. Goes crossover. Now drives on Gertsen. Leaves it for Duba. They work the weave up top. Back it comes to Kitzman. And it's going to be Hutchison on him now with the 3 fouls. They'll clear it out. Damon going to go one-on-one. On the drive. Into the lane. Pivots and was fouled on the spin move.
He likes that spin, Scott. He does that a lot. He'll get you going one way and then come back the other. Linmar was there with a double off that spin, which is pretty good strategy, but you got to do it without reaching.
Foul on Gertsen is his second. Free throw way short, and that's 3 straight misses for Pleasant Valley, or this could be a much bigger lead.
And right after, I think I got done saying Pleasant Valley's a pretty decent free throw shooting team.
That one circles in. Damon now with 15 right at his average. 33-28, 5-point lead as Linmar is going to bring Phillips and Ruff back in there. Robertson left point in front court, going to the basket to our right. Cross court, gets it back to Vobis, top of the circle. Couple jab steps to Martin, looking inside, dumps it inside to Gertsen, fumbled it. No look pass underneath to Hutchison, reverse block, foul call.
And Hutchison using the reverse layup that time, the rim protector, keeping the defender from able to get a piece of the ball.
Hutchison's keeping Linmar close here in the second half. All his points in the half from the free throw line. He's 4 out of 4, make it 5 out of 5.
And he's being more active in the post area. He's looking to post up and calling for the ball a little bit more. That time was a nice high-low between Gertz and him.
Trying to bring Linmar within a possession. Second free throw, front iron and good. 33-30, Pleasant Valley. With the 3-point lead and the ball. Linmar in the man-to-man. Dubin, the stop-and-go dribble. Now drives left of the paint all the way in. Cut off by Ruff. Two-man game. Gets a screen from Carries. Looking back door. Shovels it underneath. Ball tipped away by Vobis. Loose in the lane and picked up by Linmar. Only the 6th Pleasant Valley turnover, but that was a big one. Ruff out front. Robertson off the clear out. Ball away jumper, good for Jacob Robertson.
Tough shot, Scott. That defender there, he's falling away on the baseline, but gets nothing but net.
And timeout, Pleasant Valley. 30-second timeout going to be taken here by head coach Steve Hillman. 5:36 to play here in the ballgame, and Linmar back within one at 33-32.
Got to remember the last two ball games that Pleasant Valley played, they had leads in the fourth quarter, and they wound up letting them get away. And a 12-point lead, I believe it was, against Davenport Central, but it was allowed them to get back in it and get a 2-point win. They're on the road, young ball club, probably a pretty good timeout by Coach Hillman here, understanding that and settling them down a little bit. see if we can get it corrected here. We still got the lead yet. You don't want to give it up and have a good quality offensive possession this time.
Absolutely. And you can imagine this one's going to be to Damon.
I would like the, you know, they started off this quarter clearing out for him basically and let him work. Got Hutchinson on the matchup. He's defending him.
Pleasant Valley ball off the timeout. Duba takes it left sideline. Out front, had it stripped and stolen. Nolan Ruff came up with it all the way in. Shot rejected, though. Great defense by Damon, who came all the way down.
That was. What a recovery by Damon. Hustle play. Looked like the Lions were going to get an easy two, and he makes up for the mistake at the other end.
And then scores. Went one-on-one, and Hutchinson had to let him go. Nice pull-up in the lane. It's 35-32 Pleasant Valley by three. Robertson will try the deep three. Front iron, no. And the rebound out of there to Pleasant Valley.
Big swing. Big swing last two possessions.
Montgomery back in there for the Spartans. Puts it on the floor. Starter dribble, drives in, and was fouled before the shot. Spread court, just go one-on-one.
And if Lindmar doesn't reach there defensively, he's probably going to travel. He traveled at the end of it, but they reached before it happened.
Free throws coming up. Two for Trayvon Montgomery. No, one-on-one, they're going to say, but he makes it anyway. 48%, but he has looked terrific tonight. He's 3-for-3, and he's got a really nice stroke. Make it 4-for-4. I don't think he's touched the rim.
Yeah, he does it a little bit different. He dribbles with that left hand, and then he brings it to his right before he shoots it.
37-32, and he's going to be picking up Hutchinson. Robertson off the screen for three, and he buried it. Right wing triple for Jacob Robertson.
He had been shooting at 40% coming into tonight's ball game. They needed that one there.
37-35, Duva across the timeline in the front court. 5-second count is on. Going to have to get rid of it. Does to Damon. Now they got Hutchinson on Damon, clearing things out. Going to put it on the floor. Starts to drive and brings it back to Kitzman. 4:12 to play. Kitzman on the drive, all the way in. Layup too strong, no good. And a jump ball on the rebound, and it's going to go to Lindmar.
Damon and Hutchinson going for that. Big possession here right now. Scott down two. They can either take a lead or tie this one up, and it's been a long time since they've had a lead.
Yes, it has been since the second quarter for Lindmar here. 37-35 on those back-to-back threes by hand. High-low look inside. Robertson layup good off the assist from Bobas. How about Jacob Robertson?
Instant offense here in the fourth period.
Tied at 37 over the halfway mark of the game's fourth quarter. Spinning out front, Montgomery. Far sideline. Duba puts it on the floor. Comes left with it. On the drive against Ruff. Takes the free throw line left. Picks it up and it bounced to Damon. He'll turn outside the arc. Stutter dribble on the drive. Double kick. Kitzman deep three. In and out, no good. And over the back on Damon.
Pretty good call right there, Scott. I know the Pleasant Valley fans don't like it, but Lindmar had good position. I believe it was Hutchinson had the inside position that time.
Carius in, Kitzman out for Pleasant Valley as Damon picks up his third. That is team foul number 7. Both teams in the one and bonus.
Hutchinson, who's been really good from the free throw line, gets a chance to go there again.
One and the bonus so far tonight. He is 6-of-6. It's up good. And Lindmar, their first lead since the second quarter.
Now you wonder, Pleasant Valley, last couple ball games, what's happened to them with leads in the fourth, letting it get away. Does that start creeping back into their mind a little bit right now?
10 for Hutchinson. Only one field goal. Lindmar by two at 39-37. Spread court for Pleasant Valley. Carius angles right with it. Standing right hand dribble, hands it back down to Snyder. Gets it over to Damon. Montgomery is PV, puts it on the floor. Montgomery on the drive. Hayes puts it up. Good. It'll count a foul. He went one-on-one.
Oh.
Boy, he just opened up some real estate there against Robertson.
Lowered the shoulder that time. Defensively, you can't do anything. He's trying to get out of the way. And Chris is asking maybe if why it counted.
Montgomery free throw right through.
And he's good at that free throw line. He had a big answer right there for Pleasant Valley.
40-39, PV back up 1-3 still to play in the game. Ruff across the timeline in the front court. Robertson has had the hot hand in the fourth quarter, staying in there, coming off the screen. Vovis back to Robertson. Pump fake, step in, 17-footer, no. Offensive board to Hutchison, though. Back to Robertson. He'll try it again for three, short. Rebound loose, kicked out of bounds to the Spartans. Hey, you go with the hot hand, right?
I think you had good looks, two good looks. Right now, going man-to-man yet. Lindmar's going to stay in that half court, down one.
Here's Brian Damon up top. Over in the corner to Montgomery. Couple of fakes. Now circles left with it. Bounce up top, stolen away by Ruff. Ruff all the way down, layup good. And Lindmar back out in front. Second steal of the quarter for Nolan Ruff.
He just picked his pocket out front. Good anticipation by Ruff and a good finish.
41-40, 2:10 to play. Damon coming left. Isolated outside the arc. Takes a free throw line. Drives, got doubled. Ball tipped away. Back to Duva. Three up, in and out, no. And the rebound to Vovis of Lindmar. Lions by a point. Robertson on the drive. Gets doubled. Spins away from it. Vovis, skip cast, cross court, timeout Lindmar. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. With a minute 49 to play here in the ballgame, it's Lindmar 41, Pleasant Valley 40. Back after this 30-second timeout. After this on KGYN.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
It's been a good one tonight, 41-40 in favor of Lindmar, with the Lions with the ball, calling the timeout here. And Chris Robertson going to set something here. His son Jacob's been hot in the fourth quarter. Trey Hutchinson's been getting to the free throw line, and Nolan Ruff's done some nice things.
Well, you got a lot of options if you're Lindmar. I think I like the option, though, of putting Hutchinson on the block. And they switched up. Damon's not guarding Hutchinson now. It's Montgomery in the matchup.
Reese Phillips back into the ballgame. Lindmar will keep Robertson in there. Skip pass cross court. Phillips to the corner. Robertson almost put up the three as they work the triangle right. PV chasing with 90 seconds left to play. Both teams in the 1-1, and they foul Phillips. Phillips, 64% on the year.
It's almost, that was a call from the bench, it seemed like, over there. They wanted to get up into him and make that. Interesting, with 1:27 left, a lot of time.
Duva picks up the foul, 1-1 for Phillips on the way, and swished right through. Lindmar shot it well from the free throw line tonight. Has one more, and that's short. And the ball tipped out of there, and Montgomery gets it. That's the first miss tonight by Lindmar. They were 11 of 12.
Big miss, too, because it's just a two-point lead as opposed to three.
Montgomery trying to get it inside. Up top of the circle, Snyder to Duba. Minute 11 to play. High left-hand dribble. Back it comes to Damon. Puts it on the floor. Drives on Hutchison. Turn around, leaner, no, but drew the foul. Just one-on-one. Come around the corner and draw contact.
Go to your bread and butter. Let Damon go to work.
Fourth on Trey Hutchison. And Damon to the free throw line, where he's 5 of 7 tonight. Free throw up and good.
I think if you're Pleasant Valley and Coach Hillman, he's the guy you want on the free throw line when the game is in the line.
Kitzman back in for the Spartans. 42-41. One more upcoming. It's up and missed it. No good. The deep kicker comes down to Vovis. And he was fouled in the backcourt by Damon.
Ooh, and that's what you don't want. You got to be.
Didn't mean to do it, but he reached in and got him on the head.
And Get Vovas to the line now.
79%.
He hasn't shot it much, a whole lot tonight.
Free throw. Front end of the 1-1. Vovas on the way right through. First point for a double-figure score at 10 a game.
Do you, Scott, if they jump and get a 44-41 lead here, do you throw a little press on them just to throw them off kilter after this free throw?
Free throw number two is no good in the rebound to Pleasant Valley. Stays a two-point game with a minute to play. Duba quickly into the front court. Spins it out top to Snyder. Back to Duba. He'll hold it there. Ruff coming out on him. Montgomery, he's been going one-on-one. Robertson on him. Directing traffic. Goes between the legs with it. Back to Duba with 43 seconds to play. Going to call out the set play here. Ruff going for the steal. Duba out there. Leaves it for Damon. They're going to double him. And the ball stripped and stolen by Vovas as he went up. And Vovas will circle it back out front. Ruff holding it there with 26 seconds. Underneath the wide open layup. Good on the reverse by Hutchison.
What a heads-up play by Vovas, not forcing it. Eaton clock to find it. Wide open Hutchison eventually.
Two possession game, 45-41. PB to Damon. Down the right side of the lane. Layup good. Timeout. And a timeout, a full timeout with 10.6 to play. Taken here by Pleasant Valley. As Lindmar will face full court pressure in the backcourt, you can almost be assured of that.
Yeah, you know that's coming. They brought Kitzman in the ball game. I don't know who he's subbing in for, but he's going to be somebody that's going to have on-ball pressure. They're going to try to get the five-count if they can. If they can't get the five-count, the steal, no steal, you immediately foul. Only 10 seconds left. You can't afford to let them make a pass out of it. So you got to commit yourself real early to this one. Lindmar, you can run the baseline, though. They got to remember that. They after the made basket, they can move. We've seen sometimes where they'll run somebody out of bounds on the other side, throw it to them, and then make the defense shift, throw it back in. We've seen teams do that in the past, too, for look for something like that maybe out of Lindmar. But they got their best free throw shooters on the floor right now.
And Pleasant Valley is going to come with the pressure. What a great defensive play by Vovas. I believe it was Vovas came up with steal, wasn't it?
Well,
for the strip.
I missed. I got blocked who it was. I know he made the heads-up play on the offensive end, though, to not go for the layup right away and kill some more clock, bringing it back out, and then eventually find Hutchison.
It's going to be Reese Phillips, the inbound, the football quarterback. Full court pressure, looking, gets it into Hutchison. That's the guy you want with it. He'll bring it up with the power dribble. They were going for the foul, didn't get it. Robertson fouled with 4.6 to go. And he will go to the line with two.
They didn't foul right away. They let him eat almost 6 seconds off the clock there.
Damon was going for the foul. They didn't call it, but that would have been his fifth. 4.6, Robertson. First of two on the way right through.
The second one's the big one, Scott. Makes it a two-possession ball game here. We heard Pleasant Valley say if they get a defensive rebound, they want an immediate timeout.
Second one, good. Lindmar by four. Going to get a timeout by Pleasant Valley with 4.6 to go. Great job by Chris Robertson to get it into Trey Hutchison off the inbound. And then
streaking up the middle of the floor there. He was smart. He put the ball on the floor, made him chase, and then he has to find Jacob Robertson. He's had a big fourth quarter for the Lions.
47-43, and basically you let Pleasant Valley score because, well, they have a timeout left, so they can't stop the clock.
The only thing that you do not want to do is foul somebody in the act of shooting, especially if it's a three-point shot, Scott, because if it goes in, then you got a chance to make that four-point play. So you just got to be really smart about what you do defensively. Keep the ball in front of you. Just kind of make them throw it up. Don't be chasing. They're going to put Hutchison on the ball and make it tough, throw it in.
Little backwards defense here. Montgomery gets it in. Duba, 4 seconds. He'll heave it from half court on the way off the glass. No good, and that's it. Come from behind win for the Lindmar Lions tonight. 19-point fourth quarter as the Lions beat Pleasant Valley tonight, 47-43. And we'll come back with the postgame after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
When you drive your vehicle for the first time, you want to make sure it stays as good as new for as long as possible. That's why you should make the switch to Bensoil Synthetics with Pure Plus technology, a modern motor oil made from natural gas and designed to protect your engine against wear. Make the switch to Bensoil Synthetics today and let the performance speak for itself. Save $2 per quart on any qualifying Bensoil purchase. See Bensoil.com/rebate for more information.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below.
Yep, they're that tough.
So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Oh,
I'm ready. Ready as anybody can be. I'm Dave. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. From large factories to local garages, five-star hotels to the smallest cafes, you rely on me and Cintas for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Getting you ready for business. Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday.
I'm ready.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Welcome back to Linmar on the postgame show here on KGYM after the Lions come from behind. 47-43 win tonight over Pleasant Valley. Also, Iowa City West, a 59-43 win over Bettendorf tonight. We'll get some more scores coming your way in just a little bit. This was a grinder for both teams tonight. And Linmar with a nice comeback. They got Trey Hutchison down on the block and got him to the free throw line. Only had a couple of buckets in this game, but he was terrific. He was 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Couple of sparks. You needed one. Nolan Ruff came up with a couple of steals, a bucket. And how about Jacob Robertson tonight? He had the hot hand in the fourth quarter for the coach's son.
He did well. He made his free throws. He made a three. He made a very difficult shot kind of along the baseline. That kind of started the whole thing for him, where he's fading on the baseline over some pretty good defense by Pleasant Valley, really. But that got him going there. If you're Linmar, you got to feel pretty good about yourself coming back against the Pleasant Valley team that led for most of this ball game, but you never gave up. Man, you kept battling some big steals, key steals in the fourth quarter there. Pleasant Valley didn't turn it over too much, but when they did, Linmar made them pay.
And Pleasant Valley is going to be really, really ruining the free throw shooting on the way home tonight. 14 of 24, 5 out of 12 in the second half. They make 70%. They win this basketball game.
And it changes the end of the ball game. And now Linmar is the one that's going to have to chase and maybe commit some fouls there instead of the other way around. And you kind of a little bit snake bit right now, Pleasant Valley. The last three ball games, they've had leads in the fourth quarter, but they haven't been able to hold on and finish.
And that thing, it's kind of like a virus. It just kind of starts to grow on you after a while, and you start thinking about it a little bit.
Yeah, that's at the free throw line and how you finish ball games, both of those things. It's amazing. I always said it was like catching a cold, a free throw cold or whatever it was, where it just kind of spreads around the room and everybody starts thinking about it. And some of that's the youth that they have out there. You know, they've got a lot of young kids out there. You know, the Damon kid's only a junior. The starting point guard, Dua's only a sophomore. Who Snyder's a sophomore. Those guys play a lot of minutes out there, so... You know, they got a lot to look forward to.
Well, Linmar was 14 of 16 tonight from the free throw line, while Pleasant Valley was 14 out of 24 from the free throw line. So right there is probably the difference in the game. Let's take a look at the final scoring for the Lions. Back to the 500 mark at 5-5 on the season for Linmar. They were led by Trey Hutchison tonight with 12 points, only a couple of field goals, but he was 8 of 8 from the free throw line in this one for 12 points. 9 points for Jacob Robertson off the bench for the junior. Had 3 field goals all in the fourth quarter. A couple free throws as well. Ended up with 9. Nolan Ruff, nice game for the junior. He ended up with 8 points. 6 points for Dylan Hand. Had a couple of three-pointers in the second quarter for Linmar. 5 for Reese Phillips. Nate Annis had 4 tonight. 2 for Cole Martin. And Tyler Vovis held to 1 point tonight. Came in averaging 10. For Pleasant Valley, they go to 5-7 now in the year. 1 in double figures. Team at game high for Brian Damon. Ended up with 20 points tonight. Very good player. 7 field goals and 6 free throws tonight for 20 points. 9 points for Trayvon Montgomery. He was terrific on the clear outs tonight toward the end. 5 points for Caleb Carius off the bench. Hunter Snyder had 4. 2 apiece for Carter Duva and Alex Kitzman, and a free throw for Cooper Edwards for 1. Bench scoring was 17-6 tonight. That was big for Linmar. We mentioned the free throws, 14-16 for the Lions, 14 out of 24. That was it for Pleasant Valley. PV had 9 turnovers, only 8 for Linmar tonight, and 3 three-pointers for the Lions and 1 for Pleasant Valley. Now I'll throw it to you for a look at your rebounding.
Well, rebounding, we had Pleasant Valley 28-26, plus 2 in the total rebounds. Individually for Linmar, though, Trey Hutchison had a nice ball game, 8 rebounds, 6 of those coming in the second half of play. The next leading rebounder for Linmar was 2. They had 3 players there, Tyler Vovis, Nolan Ruff, as well as Nate Annis. Jacob Robertson with 2. Nate Annis and Dylan Hand and Jack Gertson each contributing 1 rebound for the Lions. Whole lot of dead ball rebounds for the Lions tonight, but when you add it all up, they had 8 offensive, 18 defensive, a total of 26 for Linmar. Pleasant Valley, Caleb Carius off the bench with 6 rebounds. Right behind him is 5, Brian Damon. Lions did a much better job second half keeping him off the glass. Only 1 rebound in the second half for Damon. 4 rebounds for Carter Dua, 3 for Alex Kitzman, 2 rebounds apiece for Cooper Edwards as well as Hunter Snyder. And Trayvon Montgomery with 1 rebound for Pleasant Valley. 5 dead ball rebounds for the Spartans. 10 offensive, 18 defense, a total of 28 for Pleasant Valley.
We're going to talk with some of the victorious Lions here coming up. And Trey Hutchison steps up, just like he did at the free throw line there at the end. And, boy, this wasn't easy, was it? But congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It was... Tell you, Damon, I know talking with Coach Nelson before the game, he said that he's going to be one of the best post players you guys are going to face all year, and I would imagine you would agree with that.
Yeah, he just plays so hard. He's always after rebounds and loose balls. You always got to stay with him.
But you found a way to get to the free throw line. Shots weren't falling. You had some good looks, and it just went in and out one of those nights tonight.
Yeah, it was. I had a layup, missed that. I mean, sometimes they just don't go in. You got to find other ways to make up for that stuff.
But you got to the free throw line, and you went perfect 8 for 8. They were big free throws.
Yep, thank you.
And what about this win? Kind of get you guys going again.
Yeah, it's a big one to get us back on track. I mean, we dropped 3 in a row. This one will give us, you know, we got to enjoy this one because, I mean, after losing 3 in a row, we really need to boost our spirits, and now we got to get back and get some more.
Yep, and conference wins too.
Mm-hmm. Those are big.
Got to get those going. And it's a weird atmosphere on a Tuesday night, always, and especially in a non-conference game in the middle of a conference season, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there wasn't a lot of fans here, but they were loud towards the end, and that helped us.
Run some good stuff at the end off those timeouts?
I mean, we just said that we got to get good possessions, get an inside touch every time so we don't have any short turnovers or short possessions to give them chances to get back into it, so that helped out a lot.
Well, and good win, and get you ready to go for Friday night now, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, Trey, good job. And ratings are going up in Newton as we speak. Jacob Robertson joining us here, 9 points, and I'll do without all the jokes that, you know, mom must have been a heck of a player and things like that. But congratulations. You were feeling it there in the fourth quarter, weren't you?
Yeah, it wasn't falling the first half, so, but I just got to stay confident and shoot in the second half. It fell.
And your teammates, I thought, were doing a great job. They knew you had a hot hand, and they were trying to get you the basketball.
Yeah, they just always give me the ball if I'm feeling it, and I don't know. I don't know. They're just good teammates.
And Dad gave you the green light, right?
Oh yeah, always does.
Well, it's a good team win, and your bench, you came through in a big way tonight.
Yeah, we needed this one. We came off three tough losses, and we just needed to get back on track.
It's almost as though you guys really, you have your five starters, but you go 9 deep, sometimes 10 deep, and each one of you can come out and score. So that's got to feel good.
Yeah, it's nice having a deep bench, because anybody can score on any given night.
Well, how big was it to get this win tonight, even though it was non-conference, but just to break the losing streak?
It was huge. Now we'll get Friday coming off a win. Just go 5-5. Just, I don't know.
Another night coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, congratulations. Anything you want to say to Grandma?
Hey, Grandma. Thanks for listening. Love you.
There you go. Thanks, Jacob. And Chris Robertson joining us now. It's Robertson, Robertson, and Robertson.
There you
here
go. Along, we won't give Jack the mic.
Okay. Now, we might not get it back.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, boy, this one was a grinder, and you knew it would be. The way Pleasant Valley plays and the tempo that they brought in here, and you guys hung around and hung around. The shots weren't falling, but you at least got to the free throw line and kept it close.
Yeah, I mean, we had an idea it was going to be low possession, grind it out, and, you know, we looked at the halftime stats. I think they made 4 field goals in the first half. We didn't make many more. They had 8 offensive rebounds in the first half, and that obviously hurt us. And so, you know, we talked about that. I think we were a little better on the glass in the second half. But, you know, I'm proud of the guys, because it's a little bit of a tough shooting night. And you go into the fourth quarter down 4 against those guys, it's almost like you're down 8 or 10. And so, you know, to be able to kind of grind out some possessions, get a few stops, and then, you know, hit some baskets when we needed them, and step up at the free throw line and make some free throws. You know, good confidence boost for our guys. And, you know, like they both said, we needed a win just to kind of pick the spirits back up a little bit and, you know, get back after it.
And you mentioned the free throw line, 14-16, while the PV went 14-24. And that's probably the difference in the game. They missed some free throws.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know we shot it quite that well. Our two misses were, I think, back ends of 1-1s late. You know, we otherwise shot it really well. And, you know, I knew they were there a lot. I didn't know what their numbers were. But, yeah, that obviously played huge into our favor down the stretch.
Second half, I don't know, sometime I lost track of when it happened, but you went small, and you had Hutchison on the matchup with Damon. He only had 1 rebound second half. So,
did he? Good. Yeah. I mean, that was, you know, once they started spreading us, and they were just going to kind of get their matchup and drive it, and he plays so hard. I mean, he's a fantastic player, and a really tough matchup for, you know, both Nate and Jack to have to come out on the perimeter and guard the dribble. And, you know, so we decided to just go a little smaller, put Trey on him, and did a nice job.
Bench did a nice job tonight, too. 17 points off the bench, and led by Jacob. He was terrific. Dylan Hand hit 2 big threes tonight, too.
Yeah, that was good to see Dylan. He's, you know, he's been struggling a little bit with his jump shot, and he came in tonight, made 2 big ones for us, and got some good minutes. And, you know, that's the nice thing about this team is, you know, there's, you know, Trey's our leading scorer, and we run things through him, but there's a lot of guys on any given night that can step up, and our bench has been playing well. Some of those juniors have really stepped into their roles and doing a nice job. And, you know, as, you know, Dad and Coach, nice to see Jake step up, have a good fourth quarter for us. And, you know, really proud of the 2 free throws down the stretch. Those were big, kind of sealed the deal. So really proud of our bench and all of our guys tonight.
They really spread you out there in the fourth quarter, and with Damon and Montgomery, and yeah. Boy, they were tough to stop.
Yeah, sometimes I have nightmares about Pleasant Valley, because my first year we played them at the state tournament in the semifinals, and they did the same thing. They got a small lead, spread us out, you know, and we had Bohannon, Prinny, Gibbs, and They just spread us out and made it a foul fest, uglied the game up and knocked us off that night. And that's, you know, they do it well, and they're very, very tough to match up with. And, you know, we don't see a lot of teams like that in our league. So really proud that we gutted it out and kind of got over the hump in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and a couple of those were off steals. Yeah. I don't know, Ruff?
Nolan Ruff had a couple.
Bovis had the other.
Okay.
Really good decision by Tyler Late, too, because he likes to go, and, you know, he got that steal and was going to go, and we were yelling him to pull it out, and he pulled back, and we were able to run a few more ticks off the clock, and really good decision-making down the stretch.
And a couple of nice plays you guys set up there, especially on the inbound there at the very end. You got it to Hutchison, and you knew that Damon was going to be on him. So he was either going to commit the foul, and that was going to be his fifth, or send Hutchison to the free throw.
Yeah, we were fortunate. Thank you. You know, we got it into Trey and able to run quite a bit of clock off there for him to dribble up. And he maybe even could have held it. I'm not sure he was going to foul right away, but it was good. We, you know, kind of spread them out a little bit and wanted to run some guys there and create some space. We've struggled with that early in the year with some full court pressure, and we get all jammed up on the baseline, and it's hard to enter the ball. So
Robertson, 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 and Robertson now. They just keep growing.
I know.
Well, you get senior on Friday night, and it's going to be a very angry bunch of Rams because Prairie nipped them at the horn tonight on a Chris Clark jumper.
Wow, yeah, well, great. Yeah, and we've talked about our schedule. You know, our first seven games out of Christmas are five highly ranked teams, you know, with Kennedy, West, and now Senior and Waukee, and then Cedar Falls next week. So, you know, we needed a win tonight just to kind of lift our spirits, and then now, you know, it gets really, really tough again with Senior is always good. I mean, the nice thing is we're here Friday and Saturday with Senior and Waukee, but we'll have to play really, really well and battle again for 32 minutes.
Well, we'll see you Saturday for the doubleheader.
Look forward to it. Hopefully we get to talk again.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Good job. Chris Robertson, head coach of the Linmar Lions, as they win it here tonight by a score of 47-43. Come from behind, a victory over a good Pleasant Valley team. Pleasant Valley team that's better than 5-7. They've got some talent. They are young, too, and they're going to make some noise in the future.
Yeah, and they've, in these last three ball games they've lost, they've been right in them against good basketball teams. So they're a good quality basketball club. And, boy, it's interesting to see how some of these other games played out, too, the MVC and the MAC tonight. A lot of those games going on, and got some score finals to share, I think.
Yeah, I have not seen Jefferson Davenport Central. That's the only one I have not seen, but Iowa City West beat Bettendorf 59-45 tonight down in Iowa City. And as we mentioned, Prairie, the you got to call it an upset, 56-55 on the road at Dubuque Senior as Griff Clark hit a jumper at the buzzer to give Prairie another win. And Dubuque Hempstead knocked off Kennedy tonight. Or Max Smith-Drejos, I beg your pardon. It was Smith-Drejos that came up with the buzzer beater.
Right in the middle of the lane. And at Dubuque Senior.
And that one, how about that? As Prairie gets another win right at the buzzer here. And Hempstead knocked off Kennedy tonight, 51-44. And that brings the Valley Division a lot closer now.
And it makes those people's job in Boone when they try separating teams. It's going to make it a little bit more interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, and some very interesting basketball in this one here tonight. But good win for Linmar to get back to the 500 mark.
It was, and they got a lot of people that contributed in different ways, and like lost three in a row. It's good to get in the win column, win on your home floor, try to get some momentum going against Dubuque Senior.
Well, Linmar gets the win, and we will be back with you coming up on Friday night. Girls basketball back at the MVC. It'll be Iowa City West at Prairie to take on the Hawks in girls basketball, and we'll have that one for you on Friday evening coming your way at 7:30 right here on KGYM. And then back here on Saturday for the girl-boy doubleheader that gets underway just ahead of 3 o'clock with our pregame. That'll be on 107.5 FM as the Waukee Warriors come over. CIML versus MVC, I think the only one all year. And we'll have it for you coming up on Saturday. And we will see you then.
Looking forward to it, Scott.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate all the help here tonight. Big thanks to David Schulte back in the studio. Thanks to all our great sports-minded boosters. Thanks to everybody for tuning into the broadcast of this one here tonight. For Phil Dunn, Scott Unash, thanks so long. Final score in this one, in a boys' non-conference affair was Lindmark coming from behind to beat Pleasant Valley tonight, 47-43. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from the north side of Marion.
And I'm Jerry Rice saying so long from San Francisco.
Thank goodness. Oh, these overtime games are just killing my back.
You should try the patch.
The patch?
The Tiger Balm patch. It's a blend of essential oils that goes deep into